Welcome back to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Magwanqana, and today we are diving deep into a topic that's often overlooked but absolutely essential to learning, social emotional learning, or simply SEL. We talk a lot about academic excellence, performance, and achievement, but behind every student's grades lies a story, a set of emotions, experiences, and relationships that shape how they learn, how they interact, and how they grow. Today, we'll unpack what social emotional learning really means, why it matters in education, and how it's changing the way teachers, parents, and students connect inside and outside the classroom. Let's start by defining what we mean by social emotional learning. According to the Collaborative for Academic, Social and Emotional Learning, SEL is the process through which children and adults acquire and apply the knowledge, attitudes and skills to understand and manage emotions, set and achieve goals, feel and show empathy, maintain positive relationships and make responsible decisions. That's a mouthful, right? But when you really break it down, it's about helping students develop both the head and the heart. When I think about it, I remember my own classroom experiences, not just as a student, but also as someone who tutors and engages with young people. Often I've noticed that emotional readiness determines academic success more than the raw intelligence. So for example, I once worked with a grade 8 learner who was struggling with mathematics, specifically in basic algebra. We sat together solving X, breaking down each sign, each symbol, and each equation, but her frustration wasn't about not knowing. It was about not believing she could know. That's the emotional layer we often miss in education. Students aren't just failing because they lack skill. Sometimes they fail because they lack confidence, emotional support, or someone who believes in them. So when we talk about SEL, we are not talking about adding another subject to the curriculum. We are talking about reshaping how we teach every subject with empathy, with care, and with awareness of the whole child. Research consistently shows that students who participate in well-structured SEL programs perform better academically, demonstrate improved behavior, and report higher levels of well-being. But let's take it beyond numbers now for a moment. Let's take it beyond numbers. Think of it this way. Think of a student who used to get into fights at school, not because they are bad, but because they don't know how to express their anger. Or the learner who's quiet and withdrawn because home is unstable. SEL helps bridge these emotional gaps. It teaches self-awareness, the ability to recognize your own emotions, and self-management, which is controlling those emotions in healthy ways. It also builds social awareness, empathy, and responsible decision-making, skills we often expect from adults but rarely teach to children. Imagine if our education system valued emotional intelligence the same way it values exam results. What kind of future leaders would we produce? In Finland, SEL integrated into every level of learning. Students learn emotional vocabulary as early as preschool, and teachers are trained not just to teach subjects, but to nurture empathy and emotional regulation. In South Africa, some schools are beginning to incorporate SEL into life orientation programs. Teachers are learning to hold space for conversations about identity, trauma, and resilience. I've personally seen how simple act of empathy can change a classroom. And that's the power of SEL. It transforms classrooms from places of pressure into spaces of connection. Of course, implementing SEL isn't without challenges. Many teachers are already overworked and under-resourced already, especially in underfunded schools. Some feel unprepared to handle students' emotional needs. There's also the misconception that SEL is soft or that it distracts from academics. But the truth is, it enhances academics. When students feel safe, seen, and supported, they learn better. Emotional regulation allows focus. Empathy reduces conflict. Self-awareness builds discipline. So, how do we begin to prioritize SEL, even in environments where resources are limited? You don't need a big program or a new subject to integrate SEL. You can start with small daily habits. Number one, begin class with a check-in question like, how are you feeling today? Number two, encourage peer support and group reflection after a task. Number three, celebrate small wins, effort, not just achievement. Model emotional regulation as a teacher. When students see you come under pressure, they learn calmness too. Integrate SEL into academic discussions, for example, exploring empathy through literature or ethical decision-making through science. And perhaps most importantly, let's listen to students. Often they tell us what they need, not in words, but in behavior. As I wrap up today's conversation, I am reminded that education is not just about teaching students what to think, but how to feel, relate, and connect. Social-emotional learning reminds us that before we build great minds, we must nurture great hearts. If we want to produce compassionate, resilient, and self-aware leaders, we must start in the classroom, not with textbooks, but with understanding. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. If today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a fellow educator, parent, or student. Let's keep the conversation alive. Let's keep the dialogue alive. Until next time, stay thoughtful, stay reflective, and keep talking classrooms.